want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is arroz chaufa. We'd been noticing a sign over a restaurant on Biscayne for a while and finally got the chance to stop in. The words that grabbed my attention were niqué and chifa. For several years, I've been intrigued by these hyphenated cuisines emanating out of Peru first, but now also countries like Peru's neighbors, Ecuador and Bolivia. The place on Biscayne hews to the Peruvian side of things. A tall, pretty girl served us warm tortilla chips with a side dipping bowl of ají verde. She smiled and said, "It's spicy." She was right, and I dug in. The menu covered a lot of ground. There were categories such as tiraditos, anticuchos, kawasaki rolls with mashed potato, sushi in various formats, and there was a category for chaufa. Before we get to the arroz, let me describe that in addition to the native cuisine of Peru, there are two that occur and continue to flourish due to the immigration of people from Japan on one hand and people from China on another. Niqué is a word that refers to the fusion of the foods of Peru and Japan. The Niqué kitchen appeared in Peru with the arrival of the Japanese during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. In Miami, we have the young and talented Diego Oca doing his take on this at La Mar in the Mandarin Oriental Hotel under the ongoing tutelage of Chef Gaston Acurio. I strongly advise you to go. Chifa is a word that refers to the fusion of foods via the Chinese who came to live and work in Peru, bringing their food with them as best they could. But since they could not bring it all, they began the adaptation of foods central to fusion cooking. Why this matters in Florida so much is that Florida is the birthplace of this term fusion and one of the homes of so many of these culinary hyphenations. I recognized it and named it fusion cooking in the late 1980s out of wonder, excitement for what we could explore, and also respect. It is never meant to be an anything-goes mishmash, but a reverential marriage between fitting soulmates, showcasing a dish that exemplifies fusion with historical clarity within Peruvian history is my way of paying homage to those pioneers. Now, let's talk rice. As we know, rice is revered in many lands, and China is one big one. Arroz chaufa is also known as Chinese rice. So this dish falls into the chifa camp. In fact, chifa's etymology comes from the Cantonese, and it translates to eat rice. In the small authentic restaurant on Biscayne named Sevishiro, they offered one that included expertly fried rice and tender shrimp. The portion was grande. The chef who specializes in making chaufa is known as a chaufero. I'm not sure which of the three young men tending the wok that one was, but he did a fine job. It is also interesting to note that in some parts of Peru, the rice is swapped out for quinoa or pearled white wheat. There are also renditions that combine a mix of rice and noodles. As I paid the bill, I asked our server where she was from. Venezuela, she said, and then, anticipating my question, went on to say, "But I love that arroz chaufa you and your wife shared for lunch today." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.